Did you see what I posted?
Yes, I saw you posted, you fucking asshole. What's going on, everybody? It's the Real Bodybuilding Podcast. This is not an episode. This is a wrap-up video. I got Mr. Guy, Sister Neil here with me. How are you, sir?
Hanging in there, man. Happy day yesterday. Glad to see our boy.
James.
Yeah, man, I was real excited.
Yeah, it was a good day. It was a good day. That guy literally has put every ounce of everything he possibly could into the last like year to get that win yesterday. And it's really good to see because everybody works hard, but it's like, I don't know, James took it to another level. So
I remember meeting James at King's Gym when he was still an amateur. And I have pictures on my phone of him as an amateur and training at the gym. And it's crazy. He's just from what he was to what he's become is crazy.
Yeah.
And I'm glad, and it couldn't have happened on it. Not that this year is a good year for it to happen, but with all the bad that happened with everything and all the stuff with Luke and then COVID and that fact that he trained through all that and was able to still like overcome it and win. And there was not, that was not an easy fucking lineup by any means. That was, and that's the thing that I don't think a lot of people see. Like I was like more impressed with that win due to the fact that that was a fucking stacked show. Every guy in that show it has done damage on a bodybuilding stage and has been on, and some of those guys have been on the O stage.
Well, I mean, even one of the guys that impressed me the most was Mark Hector, and it was his pro debut.
Yeah.
It was his first show out and he looked phenomenal. I mean, we're talking about the guy took seventh and he looked like at any other show, he probably could have been top three.
Yeah.
So it was a deep lineup and, James walked away with it. It was a little scary when I saw him first come out. I watched the live stream. I know you were busy yesterday, so you've seen pictures.
I saw pictures.
But when he first walked out during the live stream, I was like, his stomach looked a little washed out.
So watery?
Yeah, a little bit. But I couldn't tell if it was from the video because, like, you know, like Lucas Osladil is like the most shredded guy ever.
Healed always.
And in the video, he looked shredded, but not like his normal self. So I think the video took a percentage off of everybody.
Okay.
But
that still evens the playing field. Shitty lighting for one person is shitty.
It's shitty. It's for everybody. Yeah, that's right. But so when James first came out, I think he got better as he started posing.
But that's exactly what you want.
Yeah. Not always though, because I think he was.
But I'm saying you never want to regress.
Yeah, exactly. But I think he was lucky that the judges kind of gave them time to pose and did a lot of comparisons because the more they posed, the better he looked.
Yeah.
And
I don't want anybody to think that I mean, you should come out looking bad. I'm saying best case scenario is you get better as you go. And some guys, if you hear they fade, you never want to do that.
Yeah.
So I don't want anybody loading up on McDonald's.
So, James won, and then Lucas took second. Rafael took third.
What do you think about that?
Well, I think that seems to be the biggest one that everybody's like. The biggest controversy seems to be with Rafael and Reagan, and I think people thought they should have placed higher.
I thought Rafa should have taken second.
It's tough because
I think he has a much pretty, and I'm not. This is not a pretty game, but compared to those two. I think shape, symmetry, and conditioning, Raf wins.
Rafa has the prettiest physique on that stage.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. The best, cleanest lines, the most aesthetic, just the prettiest, like literally the prettiest physique you could want. But like you said, it's not a pretty contest.
No.
And I think if you're looking at judging standards, Lucas kind of beats him in bodybuilding standards because he's bigger, harder, and just as symmetrical, but he's just not pretty.
Yeah, he's got even like almost like a little bit of a blocky physique, even though he's not a mass monster.
Yeah.
No, but he's got some holes in his physique, whereas Rafa doesn't.
But if we're looking at proportion, but does he have holes in his physique? Because where would you point to?
His back width and depth is not. Well, I don't think it's open.
Let's look at some photos.
Are you going to pull it up on yours?
Yeah, let's pull it up. So we have I'm at Buys and Tries Instagram page. He does a pretty good job of collecting all these photos. I think he just took – these are screenshots from the
– Yeah, these are mad far away.
Yeah, they're from the – from the live stream. This is Lucas
Osimo. He's got a blocky waist, and he doesn't have his back is not wide at all.
Let's see if I can find a back shot of him. See,
I mean, this is all the photo, but he doesn't look peeled.
Well, he definitely was the most shredded guy in the lineup, I think.
No, hold on. Go up. Go up. Let me see something. Go up. Who's that in the middle? Is that Rafa?
Okay, that's Rafa, yeah.
So his line stood out. I saw his legs. I was like, well, that guy's legs look crazy.
Yeah, yeah. He's got definitely – no, I don't think anybody would argue he has the prettiest physique and the best lines on stage. He lost primarily because of his size. But if I could find
– you think Lucas is that much bigger than him?
Lucas was a lot thicker than a lot of the guys. He had much, much thicker legs, that's for sure. That's what I saw. I can't seem to find a picture of Lucas from the back. Upper body, he was bigger as well. I thought he was bigger. I thought he's just a bigger guy. He just doesn't look as – he's not as pleasing to look at. But, like, his lats were thicker. His back was bigger. His legs are definitely thicker. He's just a bigger guy, but he's not as pretty as Rafa.
And you think his? I mean, I guess I would have to see better pictures. Can you go to the left?
Let me see if I can go to
on the bottom. No, on the bottom. There was an arrow on that picture.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, that's actually. Oh, there we go. Okay.
There you go.
So, I mean, you can see he's thick as fuck. Like, oh, there's a back shot. So he's the only guy. He's the only guy in the live stream that you could actually see striations in his glutes. So you could tell he was harder than everybody.
And his Rafa didn't have lines?
Not like that. I didn't see anybody that had lines.
I mean, these aren't impressive lines by any means. I mean, this is a picture.
But this is, dude, this is like of a live stream.
Yeah.
This looks like he pointed it at his TV and took it. So it's like
through
a phone, through a TV.
Yeah.
Right? It's not like these are good photos, but.
No.
But I mean, I just think, let me go to Rafa's. Maybe he's got more in his.
Yeah, they do.
Go to the back. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot left to be desired here.
So now I would have a change of opinion now that I've seen. Yeah. I'm saying I didn't see these.
Yeah, of course.
You know, it's okay. But this is what's good is that so here his back looks a lot
smaller,
thinner than Lucas's.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he's losing a lot there, and conditioning wise, you could say he's even. I mean, he's got
the striations. Do you think sometimes – I think some guys look – Rafa looks peeled, white as a fucking ghost.
Yeah.
And then puts protein on, and he looks fucking like he went down in condition by 30%.
No, man. I think he was actually shredded. I think it's just this live stream is not – it wasn't really good. It really didn't do the guys any justice. They never do. But, again, going back to this thing that the controversy, I really don't think – I think people confuse – what they like and what's pretty with bodybuilding standard and bodybuilding judging.
Well, I agree with you now that I see it.
Let's go through it one at a time. Like if you look at muscularity,
yeah, he's bigger.
He's more muscular. And if you look at condition, he's as conditioned, if not more.
Agreed.
And if you look at proportion, he's not really missing any body parts. So
what I meant, it was my only knock on his physique was, go back to his back double.
Yeah.
He looks a little thick-waisted.
Oh, yeah. No, I'll give you that, 100%.
Like, not thick-waisted, but it's either his waist needs to come in or his lats need to get thicker and wider.
So I guess if you're a judge, the equation would be, does Lucas's thickness of his waist...
No, because Rafa's back looked a lot thinner, so no.
Does it trump the size difference? Because Rafa's prettier, but he's also smaller, right?
No, I agree with you. No, absolutely not.
So, I mean, I think the judges did a good job, right? Is that what we're saying?
Based off of this stuff, yes.
Yeah, based off these photos.
Now, you could show me another set of photos, and I might go, I disagree. But I'm going off of what I'm
looking at. Let me see if I can find something else. This is Bodybuilders and Borders. So, it's a little bit further away, but you can see the size difference.
Yeah.
Between Lucas and Rafa here. I mean, his legs are much thicker. His chest is much thicker. He's a wider bodybuilder, that's for sure.
And Rafa's taller too, so that, you know.
And then if you look here, they moved him over.
Now, how did Regan look? Because he got moved around a lot. He got moved around more than anybody.
Well, let's just stick with Rafa for 1 second, and then okay. we'll go to Regan. But here's, they're next to each other here in a side chest. You can see the difference in the leg size.
The depth of his legs, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I really think they made a good call. It's just really tough because I'm a huge fan of, like, look at the difference in the legs here from the back. That's a massive difference.
Legs. Yeah, I mean, I can't disagree. I can't disagree.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think if you want to know the truth, now that I look at it, I think Lucas beat him from the back only, like more than anything.
Yeah.
Because the entire back side, like the back, the glutes, the hamstrings, the quad, the calves, all the way down is much better.
Yeah.
Or I don't want to say better, is much thicker.
Regan actually looks pretty damn good in this shot.
He is. I think Regan, okay, so now we've covered Rafa. I think Rafa, we're solid.
My eyes are just going all over the screen. I'm trying to see.
So we're solid that Lucas beat Rafa.
Yes.
Okay, so if we go over to Regan, who Regan took fourth.
Regan looks like he could beat Lucas.
Yeah, in size. Now, I think the difference is, I think Regan might have lost it in condition.
Yeah, that's what I can't. So that's going to be hard
for me. Yeah.
How did he be flat?
I think if you were looking at physiques, I think Regan is bigger than Lucas and his shape is better than Lucas. But then the condition, he didn't bring it. And then you got three guys here who are very conditioned. So it's like there's a little bit of a drop off in conditioning from Rafa to Regan.
You think it was a fullness issue, or you just think he wasn't in shape?
I don't know. I don't know with Regan. I can never tell because
he always seems to be on the flat side.
It's never like you see this. This is him, you know, posing outside, and you're like, okay, he looks pretty good. He's shredded. Glutes are there. You know, chest striations. You know, it's all, you know, whatever. Glute striations are there. It's all there, right? I mean, even his lats are striated.
Yeah.
But it didn't seem to
It doesn't resonate on the stage.
It didn't seem to translate when they got on stage. I didn't get the same. Let me see back on buys and tries if he has Regan shots here somewhere. I didn't seem to get the same thing from Regan when he got on stage. And this is a really bad photo. So you can't really judge the conditioning this way, but he just didn't seem to have the level of conditioning that Rafa had and that Lucas had, you know? And I think the reason James won was he was the best combination of all of the things, you know,
and got better as he went.
Yeah. He was the biggest. He was he was conditioned. He was, you know, proportionate.
And his tan looks the best. His tan stands out the darkest out of everybody's.
I was a little concerned with James's tan only because he looked like he started to go green a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Because they did like six coats, and I was like, I hope his tan's not going. And I think it held up. But it's weird. If you see this shot here, like you can see his glutes are there, everything's there, but there's something that's not translating with Regan when he gets on stage.
Almost like he's not popping through his skin.
Yeah, yeah. It's something. It's
almost like you want to tell him, like, go eat a burger and fries right now and come back in 20 minutes.
Yeah, but it's weird because if you see him in the lineup, he's bigger than everybody.
Yeah.
Like, when you see him standing here, you know, in that front lat spread, he's bigger than everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, James is more muscular, like his muscles denser, but Regan's a bigger guy.
Yeah.
And you know, you see it in all the shots. Like, he's just a bigger guy, even the front double bicep. My thing that I've noticed about Regan, I think, and it just pinpointed, it kind of hit me last night. The one thing that stands out to me the most about him is his chest and shoulders don't match up with the rest of his body.
His chest is very shallow. It's always been.
Because if you look at this, right? This is an Olympia caliber back.
Oh, yeah, crazy. He's got a crazy back last spread. He beats everybody in that shot.
Like, this is a top six Olympia back, right? And even if you go down to the hamstrings, glutes, everything, it's all there, right?
Yep.
When you get to the front, I feel like this is all kind of too flat.
Yep.
It's like, I feel like the chest should be, like, you see James's chest is hanging over his stomach.
Yep.
Rafa's chest hanging over his stomach. I feel like Reagan's chest and shoulders need to pop more.
Yeah.
To really emphasize his size. Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. He absolutely has a shallow chest. So, you know who his chest reminds me of? Jose Raymond's.
Because look, even from the side, right? You see this, how it's sitting here now?
Yep.
Look at James's pec here.
You can see the shadow under it.
Yeah, you see how they, and Rafa here, and even Lucas a little bit, they kind of hang, their chest is kind of hanging over their stomachs.
Yeah.
Whereas Reagan's is a little bit flat. And it honestly, it took me, I've been looking at Reagan's physique for 2 years trying to figure out what it is. And I think just last night I finally looked and I'm like, he needs a bigger chest and bigger shoulder and bigger shoulders. Cause even the shoulders, like he's a wide guy, right? Like if you go to the front, I wish I could find a front relaxed.
You're talking about not like round, like the caps of the front delts.
Yeah. It's like, it doesn't cap off. Like it's like he's wide across the shoulders,
but not round,
but there's not a cap here.
Yeah.
That I'm looking for. So that's the only thing. I mean, structurally, that's the only thing I could point out on Reagan. And as far as like his placing, the only thing I could think of what the judges were thinking was condition, a little less condition.
Yeah.
So they took the guy with the least amount of condition in that top four. And they're like, well, everybody else has muscle. Everybody else is proportioned.
And everybody else has condition.
You're the least conditioned of the four. So that's where they put him.
Yeah.
That's kind of the only sense I could make of it.
Dude, and that's not – those four guys, that's no joke, those four. Those are four very, very fucking dangerous bodybuilders.
Yeah, I mean, Lucas has won how many shows? I mean –
He Lucas. Was a good small guy that, like, I don't know what the fuck he ate, but he blew up.
Lucas?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, he looks a lot thicker.
He's funny. He used to compete in 212.
It's funny, though. We called it because, I mean, Ian was the first one to say it, but we did the breakdown on Thursday. And Ian said, you know, we said it would be Rami because this was before the announcement that Rami wasn't doing it. We said it would be Rami, James, Lucas, top three. And then I think we had Rafa and Reagan after that. We didn't know who was going to be fourth. So with Rami out of the picture, this is pretty much the same. That's exactly kind of what happened, how it went down. So then moving past fourth, we have Samson. Samson always confuses me because Samson has a really, really pretty physique.
He looks like more of a classic physique.
But he doesn't seem to get the placings. And it might be a size thing because when he was in the lineup, he looked like he was – maybe not as big as he needed to be.
Yeah. Oh, he's got more of a classic shape to him.
Yeah, but he weighs in at like 255 or something like that.
Easy.
Like he's not a small guy, but it's not. I think this is the area where he needs to build the most is on his back. But I think it's a good placing for him. I don't know if he was good enough to beat Reagan just because of size.
That's still a great placing though.
Yeah, I just mean like I think he placed where he deserved to place. Like I don't think he should have beat Reagan just because Reagan was so much bigger than he was.
Yeah.
But they have very similar shape. Like actually I like Samson's shape better. He just like I said, he needs to be a little bit bigger.
Thicker, you.
I think then we had sixth play. Who do we have in sixth? We had him in sixth, Andrea Muzzi. I don't know who that is. Do you know who that is?
Nope.
Andrea Muzzi, who's that? Oh, I think it's this guy. I think that's him. Look how big this motherfucker is. I think that's him. Yeah, that's got to be him. No idea? Guy, you there?
No clue. Staring.
1 second. Let me see if I can find him.
You can probably just search him and just Google.
Yeah, it's just easier. So I get right to his page. Yeah, that's the guy. But again, like, look at this. This is what you see here. Like, you see this and you're like, this guy's going to win.
Yeah. That's why I don't do this shit. I don't do that shit, bro.
You see this and you're like, how could this guy lose? How can that guy lose?
That or he's gay.
Right? But I'm like... But I think when you watch the live stream, you figure out why. Because I think the only knock on him was his waist. He wasn't controlling it very well. So if you see, that's the thing about Instagram photos. Like here, this is a snapshot, which is easy to hold your stomach in a snapshot.
15, 20, 30 second poses is different.
Yeah, and I know that for a fact because I can hold my stomach in. Everyone's like, oh, your waist got smaller. I'm like, yeah, wait till you see video. Because like here it's there, right? But then on stage, what kept happening on stage was his stomach would let go. See here, you can see a little bit here.
Yeah, right there in the abs shop.
Yeah, it's distended a bit. he was having trouble controlling it. And I don't know if it's because he, you know, over carb loaded or whatever.
Yeah, like he has a ton to go back to his back shot. He was like, he's waterlogged beyond belief.
Yeah. Yeah. This might've been the night show. He was in better condition during the day. Or actually, well, it's kind of all in one. They did it all in one. They took a little break in between, but it looked like he was better in the first rounds. These pitchers might not be doing him justice. He did look like he was in good condition. You could see the feathering, the quads, but it was mostly just right here, I think. His stomach really like held him back. And it's going to continue to hold him back because of the way the judging is now. He will never place in the top three at a show with any notable names if he doesn't get this under control, because that's just the way bodybuilding is. I feel
like guys like that have to carb up hard in the day of the show. They got to just fucking be birds and pick.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're like my plan. One of the things that worked for me, because my stomach is an issue, not depleting. Because if you don't deplete really hard, then you don't have to load really hard. You don't have to eat a ton of food.
Yep.
And then your waist won't get blown out. But if you do the traditional like deplete, suck it down, blow it out. Then you've eaten a ton of food on Friday, and you're not going to be.
Yeah.
Your stomach's fucked.
I will give you a fucking plug. As much as I hate your guts. I don't know.
You don't hate. I know you don't hate me. I don't know why you keep saying that.
It's funny. I actually, after I talked to you and had that podcast, I actually contacted Meadows and I'm on this. Today's my second leg day. And
Wait, let's get to that. I want to talk about that. Give me 2 minutes though. Okay. I
didn't give you a fucking shameless plug. You selfish son of a bitch.
No, I wanted to talk about a couple more guys. One more guy, actually. I just want to talk about a couple more guys. So the next guy, seventh, who I actually think should have been sixth, was Mark Hector.
Okay.
And Mark Hector is
absolutely... Mark Hector should have beat the guy you just showed us.
This guy, yeah. Mark Hector should have beat this guy. And I think Mark Hector is absolutely incredible. It's this guy. Look at this physique, right? Just a phenomenal... And he looked like he was having a good time, and he was in shape, and he's just popping. Wow.
His fucking rear delt.
Yeah, I know.
Oh,
I know.
My God.
And it wasn't fucking oil, man. It was striated, like... This is real shit, right? Like, he's got an impressive physique.
Wow, he looks nutty, huh?
Yeah, tiny little waist, good legs, good. Another guy from the UK. These guys in the UK are just, they know how to train, man. They're just bringing it. He's trained by Abdullah, I think, from O2.
Oh, really?
Yeah, look at this waist. This is crazy. Once his back gets a little bit bigger.
Dude, his boots are fucking peeled.
He was good. His everything, I'm telling you, he could have been as high as fifth, even. Like, he could have challenged Samson. When he stood next to Samson, it was really impressive because they both had really good classic shape. Samson, I thought it was going to be him and Samson and then him. Okay. I don't know why they put that Andreas guy in between, but Samson edged him out on a little bit more size, but they both had,
crazy.
Yeah, they both have beautiful shape. I couldn't believe when I saw him. You can see his back needs a little bit more thickness. When he spreads it, it kind of thins out. But other than that, there's like zero complaints. Like, and this is pro debut.
The same size of his shoulder.
I know. So I just wanted to show you that guy. And then I think from there, we had eighth place, Jan Turek. I'm not sure who that is. Ninth, Jamie Christian. That's the giant. I don't know if you know who Jamie Christian is. He's like 6'6". I don't even know if there's a thing of him here. I don't think he has a picture of him here. Oh, here he is. This guy's 6'6", dude. Like 300 pounds. It's actually good proportions for a guy that size.
Really?
Like for a guy that tall, right? Like, it's like, obviously he still has some room to fill things out, but it was
turn pro, the fucking big and tall classic.
It was funny watching him. Look at the legs though on a guy that fucking tall. Isn't that crazy? Dude,
that's nuts.
Yeah. It was funny watching him walk out with everybody, though. He's like a foot taller than everybody else.
Thank God he wasn't in my fucking car.
Anyway, okay, so.
Didn't Milan Sadiq or Sadiq, whatever his name is?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
He was the one that I was actually the most not shocked at.
Where did he place? Let me see here. Milan Sadiq, there he is, 10th. So he's
normally like peeled round and very fucking impressive.
He was peeled. He just gave up a lot of size. He looked really good.
His he actually looks like he lost muscle.
Yeah, his proportions are really good. His conditioning is really good. Everything was really good. He just didn't have enough size, and that's just, you know, there's nothing you can do about that. You just got to take time and build it.
But, he was a 212 guy.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Yeah, it shows. Like he definitely didn't, like, he needs more size to hold up. Like his shape and everything is beautiful. Like if he puts on more muscle and keeps that shape, he'll do really well.
He usually looks gnarly, gnarly, grainy.
Well, like I said, these pictures are really bad. Like he was in good condition from the live stream, and even in the live stream was shit.
Yeah.
So that means in real life he must have been like peeled out of his mind. Hmm. So
he's always in shape.
Yeah. No.
Got fucking. He didn't play side.
Yeah, very good physique. Just needs time. Anyway, so that was the show, and I think a lot of people are complaining about judging. I think people are always going to complain about judging because their favorite guy didn't win or whatever. But I think when you actually break it down in bodybuilding judging standards, it's much easier to understand.
Yeah,
100%. So let's talk about your and now you okay? So you want to give me some praise? What happened?
That ship sailed, buddy. Yeah, you cut me off 5 minutes ago.
That ship sailed.
No, I'm on. I called Meadows and talked to him, and I flat out told him. I said, "Dude, I don't listen to anybody when it comes to training besides Charles Glass." I said, I just don't. And he's like, well, do you know John's very like cool and collected? He's like, yeah, do you give it a try? And can let me know.
Yeah.
And dude, I'm on week 2.
Yeah.
He's fucking me up.
Yeah.
It's like, I actually get like today's legs. And I already saw what he wants me to do. And I'm like, son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Like 25 set of like hack squats is for like 5 plates. I did it last week for 4 plates. I was like, I don't know what I could do the way he wants me to do this. So I'm like,
what? Well, explain what, like, what does your set of hack squats look like? Or your setup?
Well, last week it was, I was already beyond fucking the hack squats were like damn near the end.
Yeah.
So I did 2 plates for like 6 reps, 3 plates for 4 reps, and then 4 plates for 25.
Oh, right? So it's kind of like what we talked about, like doing just warming up and then doing a challenge set.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But then he was like, it was 25 reps. So it was like, I got it for like 14 and then stopped and took a 5-second pause. And like, did another 4 and did a 5-second. I'm like, this fucking sucks a dick.
Yeah.
And so I'm just like, it's things that if I normally say I'm going to do a rep, like a set of 20, it's a weight that I know I'll get but like at minimum 15.
Yeah.
And if I fail, I'll fail right around 20. Yeah. Not something that I do fail, stop, pick up. Fail, stop, pick. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So he's fucking kicking, bro. I'm so fucking sore. The day after my first chest and I had the fucking cramp in my tricep.
Really?
Remember?
You posted it. Yeah, you posted it. That
was
the
first fucking workout.
Yeah.
I was like, this fucking sucks.
That's good though. Once I want to see if I can try and share my phone. I don't know if I can. That could be dangerous, but.
I hope a fucking.
Oh wait, no, I don't have to share my phone. I can share my.
I have my phone. What do you want me to show?
No. I wanna show you my. So I don't only just talk shit. I take like if I'm gonna tell you something's good, I do it myself. So this was my leg day, and what I did when I talked to you. I actually did a podcast with.
I got to ask a question. Are you locking out there? No, right?
No. I don't lock out. Okay. No, just short of locking out.
Okay.
But I did a podcast with Jordan Peters. And Jordan Peters takes the methodology that we're talking about to like the ultimate extreme. Like he'll do
a lot of fucking failures.
No. See, this is what I'm doing what he's doing, but I haven't learned how strong I am yet because I've never really trained for strength. So that's why all these numbers are here. So I did the pendulum squat, and normally I get to 4 plates for like 8. But that's because I kind of was training in between the way you train and the way I train. So I would do like 8 to 10 reps per set.
Okay.
But I decided to do more like Jordan's training, which is like this. So I just started doing sets of 5. And I'm like, okay, I can go heavier. And I just started doing sets of 3. I'm like, this is still easy. I'm like, oh, this is kind of hard. I'm like, probably the next one will be failure.
Okay.
And then that's the only set I count.
Yeah.
All these are nothing. They're bullshit.
Yeah.
But doesn't it feel fun?
The crazy part is that even though those are bullshit, Like by the time I get to failure, whatever I'm like, my quad, like he had me do this like 2 minute warm up, which was like, it was six reps and just kept making the weight heavier until I got to a set of six that was hard for me to get.
Yeah.
And then I did a set. So it's like by the time of 2 minutes of fucking leg extensions, I stood up and I was like, Jesus, this is already fucking starting.
That's what I like though. So
but the thing is that now I was telling my buddy, I go, I'm actually like, this is challenging for me.
That's
and
right.
I haven't been challenged in a long time. So now I go into the gym, like nervous, you know, that like nervous, that but butterfly.
So isn't it a good feeling though? Cause I think me and you are both kind of learning something new. I wasn't as extreme as you were, but like, I used to call my training controlled chaos. Like I would go in and just wreck shit and then leave.
Yeah.
And I didn't really know what was happening. And with this style, I feel like there's a methodology. I'm like, okay, I'm not, everything's very thought out. Like, okay, I'm not going to go hard. Okay, this feels heavy. Okay, I'm going fucking hard.
Yeah.
And on the pendulum squat, I did five plates. I'd never done five plates on a pendulum
squat. I've only got up to four for reps.
Yeah, but I think it's this style that enabled me to go to five for seven reps. Because I didn't waste all that energy.
Is that the Atlantis?
Yeah. Yeah, it's the Atlantis. And then the same thing on the leg press. So it's this one here.
Yeah.
You can't see the whole thing, but... but then on the leg press, it was the same thing. I started with 360. I don't know what that was, like four plates or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, I would write six plates.
Well, I didn't do that because I'm like, if I start adding 35s or 20, because Jordan Peters' method is his thing is like, even if you add 1 pound, you did better than the week before. He's got 1 pound plates he carries in his bag. That's how crazy he is. so he's like, that's why I put the weight and not the plates, because what if I put a quarter on? What if I put a 10 pounds on, right? Which is actually what I did here. So this was nothing. This was nothing. This is nothing. And then I'm like 900 pounds. I'm like, okay, this feels heavy. So I did this to failure, but I'm like, I think I could do more weight.
Yeah.
So I put 100 pounds on just to make it an even 1,000.
So so let's say I get an exercise, like last week was my first week. And I'm testing the water. So if I was supposed to do a failure set of, let's say, 8 reps and I got it for 10 and I was like, man, I could have gotten more. Should I do another one? I'm still getting like, I'm still treading water because I don't know what I can do.
That's right. Yeah.
So I'm like trying to, I don't want to go too heavy. Cause like last week when I did hacks, I did 4 plates.
Yeah.
Cause I was like, I don't know. And if I do five, I know I'm going to make myself get 25, but I've never done this. So let me like not take it easy, but like pick a weight that like, I know I can get 25 with.
Yeah.
And so do you go, if that happens, you do another set.
I don't mind doing two failure sets with this system, because all the other sets, none of them are working sets.
Yeah.
So if I have to do two failure sets, I'm like, okay, so I did two sets. That can't be bad, right?
No.
So, and like you said, I'm still learning like where my limits are.
Yeah.
So I would feel like I didn't do enough if I knew I could go like a little heavier and go like a good failure number, then I'd probably do another set.
Yeah. Okay. Like last week I didn't do that because I'm just trying to figure the whole, the method out.
But John's is a little different than Jordan's.
You see, I don't follow a lot of methods. I just that's not never been my thing. So besides like training the way I train and this, I don't know really anything else.
Yeah,
I know everybody has their thing, like, you know, Neil's got Y3T and
no, it's not anything like that. It's just John's feeder sets are more like working warm-ups. Like they still count because you're still doing 6 or 8 reps.
Yeah, they're not like a 2 rep or 3 rep.
Yeah, I'll give you an example of what Jordan does. So if he does like he said like in my podcast, he said he does like, if he's doing an incline bench, he'll do like one plate for like 15, 2 plates for 10. Then he might do like 3 plates for 1 rep, 4 plates for 1 rep, and then 5 plates for all out, like 5 or 6 reps.
That's like powerlifter shit at the end.
Yeah, it's like he's just doing 1 rep shit just to like get his body like accustomed to the weight. He's probably doing
that so he doesn't tear anything.
Yeah, yeah.
Such drastic jumps.
I don't think I'll ever get that extreme. I like doing like at least 3, 4, 5 reps.
Yeah.
But anyway, so it's working for you.
I mean, so far so good, bro. I mean, it actually's taken it took a fucking pounding on my weight.
Yeah.
I was too, because when I started dieting, I was 222. I wasn't that heavy because I was all the shit that happened. But I switched to Meadows training. Hmm. After a week, I was down to 210.
How?
Dude, you're
doing less volume, aren't you?
Bro, I'm soaking fucking wet when I leave the gym. So fucking.
Is there a name for the program? Did it give you like which name it was?
No, I just fucking call it like this sucks a dick program.
No, because he gave me one because he has names for his programs. And I think number 15 or 16 he has. He has like 40. But I think number 15 or 16 was called like the Destroyer or some shit. That's like it's a fucking badass
program. My buddy bought one of his programs. He was like, did you do the set or something of death? What is like the Bulgarian split squat? Yeah. Like 2%.
Bulgarian split squats of death or some shit. Yeah.
I was like, what are you talking about?
That's John likes, you know, he likes that comic book shit. So he likes to like name his sets and name his exercises and shit.
Hold on, let me find it. And then the people that I train with don't know that I'm trained like it. So like they show up to train and I'm like,
no, we're doing something different. Hey, do you keep a logbook or no?
So I have a book that I keep all like my stuff and my food down in. And I write down the workouts, but I'll write like incline chest, barbell press, two. I'll put two sets. Like if I'm doing two working sets, but I don't have like the weight, the number that this, if I hit like something that I've never done before.
Yeah.
I'll fucking include it. Like I'll write that down, but I don't keep like a training journal.
Yeah. I found,
you think that's good?
I just started, man. I never ever did before. Right.
I make fun of people that do, to be honest.
I know. So do I, but I have my phone with me at the gym. So I'm like, you know what?
That's what I got. And that's what I have to do now. Now I'm that asshole. Everybody's like, look at this jerk off. I'm
like, I downloaded this app. It's just a notebook. It's just like having a logbook, right?
On your phone.
On my phone. So I just, when I do a set, cause also, he wants me to take longer rests cause I don't take a lot of rest. So he's like, you know, 90 seconds to 3 minutes. I'm like, it's a long fucking rest.
You can go get a Starbucks, come back.
What's that?
You can go get a Starbucks and go back.
I know. So I'm like, I figure I got the time anyway. So every time I finish a set, I just fucking log it in my phone. I got to kill the fucking minute and a half. I'm like, how the fuck, what am I going to do for a minute and a half? Like
get porn.
So it's good though. Cause you know what? It's actually, I just, I'm 41 and I've done things my way for all this time. And I'm like, I kind of see what happens. What the fuck?
Yeah. I'm literally in the same boat, in the same ship.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like at 38, like I know my career's on the downslope and I got to figure. And if I want, I would say this to Michael Johansson when I was a gasp, but I think I said it, I don't know if I said it to you this before I went. And I said, because I told Michael that I was having a conversation with you. And I said, I've always been the guy that points the finger. Like when I was like, oh, Branch would have trained a little differently. If Dorian would have changed up towards the end if Ronnie would have, you know, not done this, like would he have lasted longer? And I'm like, here I am doing this fucking thing.
Yeah.
So I was like, I got to make a fucking change because I preached, you know, things like that for so long. And here I am like being stubborn, like, no, I can still do it my way.
Yeah.
Get up. I'm just fucking banged up.
But the thing is, I don't even think this is just a change for change's sake. I think for guys our age, it makes sense because if you're doing less damage, like, you know, doing four or five working sets is a lot of damage to your fucking tendons or your joints. Going in and just hammering out one all out fucking nasty set, you're going to build the muscle, but you're not getting the wear and tear. You're probably going to recover faster. So I think.
Well, dude, I haven't trained anything twice a week since I was a fucking freshman in college.
Yeah.
I've never trained anything. I did it 1 year. And I think that I don't think at 38, I'm going to grow, but I think at 38, switching it up as drastically as I am, if I put on some muscle tissue, it wouldn't surprise me.
That was the one thing I saw that I didn't like was, let me share my screen again. And I got to your page. I shouldn't say didn't like, I mean, fuck, it's just whatever. Where was the split you wrote down? What post was it?
It was either, nope, up. It was either, hold on. It was.
I don't remember where I commented.
Nope.
That one.
Nope. It's go up. It's that one. Nope. That's the one. It's
No, it's not.
No, it's the one when I cramped, I think.
Was that the one? Yeah, I think it was. I remember commenting on that one. What is it with this? What's with this fucking cramp anyway?
Bro.
What the fuck is this?
I actually cringe seeing this.
This looks like you tore something. It's like,
oh, that's why I took a video. I went to go turn on the fucking shower.
The best is look at your face.
Because.
Dude, look, look. Wait, let me go back. Look at your face. You're like, what the fuck?
Dude, I legit thought for a second, I was like, did I tear my tricep? Because it was gone, bro. It looked like
I've never seen that shit, man.
That's so crazy. I went like this. Can you see me still or no?
Yeah.
I went to go reach into the shower in the hotel with my left arm to grab the handle and turn it. And as soon as I reached for it, I was like, ah! I looked in the mirror and I expected to see a cramp. Not a hole in my fucking tricep.
You're like, quick, grab the phone.
Let me see if I can find that. I'm going to go on my phone and see if I can find it.
Did you post it? Where is that split we were talking about, though? Fuck, where did you post? Oh, it's in this, in the arrows, I think. No, it's not there either.
Hold on, I'll find it. I definitely posted it.
Yeah, because I saw it. I was like, okay. It's not that one. Maybe it's this one. No.
The fuck?
Yeah, I don't know where I saw the split because it was like an 8-day split or something like that.
It was day one.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on. Okay, here we go. Okay, that's that.
Here it is right here, man. It's the very first fucking split. Post.
It's the
first,
last one I did.
Yeah, it's the very first post. So this is your split. So it's a 10-day split.
Well, not like more like a 8.
Well,
or not.
But yeah. It's 8. 8. By the time you hit everything, it's 8 days. So...
Oh, actually, you know what? I fucked up. Huh. I got to edit that. Hold on.
What did you do?
I'm glad you just showed on the way to edit it.
What did you fuck up?
Nope. Hold on. I'm not telling you. I just noticed it immediately.
See, you know what I don't... Okay. I think the split I sent you is better.
Which was what?
Let me see. What did I send you? I know I sent you a better one.
Yes. Hold on. I didn't include.
There it is.
I didn't include fucking arms the first day.
I don't think I can share my phone. I don't know how to do that shit.
I can't believe I did. Dude, if you didn't show me that, I would never saw that.
Okay. I don't know what the fuck is going on now.
Now it's black. If I see something shady, bro.
Boom, there it is. Okay, stop mirroring. No, don't stop mirroring. Get out of here. Get back. Okay, there we go. All right, so this is our conversation. This is the split I sent you.
I'm no genius, man.
Do you see it? Sunday off, Monday quads and hams, Tuesday back width only, Wednesday arms, Thursday off, Friday back thickness, Saturday chest and shoulders. Because you said to me, well, during that podcast, you said, my back is my worst body part. So I built this for your back.
So what would you consider a width and a thickness? Like,
so when I made my best back gains, because I made, like, I had a shit back to start. And the judges were always like, look, your shoulders are really wide, but your back is shit. So when I made my best back gains way back in the day, I had a width day and a thickness day. And the width day was... anything rowing. So any type of pull down, sorry, not rowing, any type of pull down, you know, wide grip chins, close grip chins, close grip pull downs, all that shit, right? Standing fucking pull downs, anything that's going to make your back wider, wide grip, maybe even a wide grip row on that day. And then my thickness day was all my rowing shit, like my dumbbell rows, T-bar rows, barbell rows, deadlifts, all that shit. And so that's why, fuck, I should have left that split up.
I still have it on my phone.
No, I know, but... let me just see for a sec. I just want to, because people are watching, I want to show them what I'm talking about. So because they're going to ask me like about the whole back shit. So that's why I did this. So quads and hams on Monday is going to be your hardest fucking day.
Yeah.
But back width is an easy day. So it's like, you know, pull downs and shit. That's not hard. That's not taxing.
I think he put back before legs because my back is weaker.
No, I know. But you're like in your split. You're training back and legs back to back. It's the two biggest body parts. You're going to be fucked. So in my,
I thought that too, and I haven't had an issue.
No, you've been okay.
I mean, it's only the second week. I thought the same thing.
I'm just saying that's why I put this here. So if anybody wants to copy this, the back
maybe width, maybe I'll actually consider.
The back width is very simple, so it's like you're going to be fucked from quads and hams. This but is see, actually
you're only okay. So you're only hitting.
Just watch. So that let me explain it. So there's your back width. Then you have arms. So these are two easy days after quads. And then you have another day off. After the day off, then you have back thickness. So now you're rested and recovered, and you have your hardest second day, which is your back thickness, which is all your rowing shit. And then chest and shoulders is fun for everybody. So that's just your last day. And then Sunday's off again. You have another off day before you come back and smash quads. So if somebody has a bad
chest and shoulders once.
Yeah, chest and shoulders once. This split is specifically for somebody with a shit back.
Okay.
If they're like, I want to get my back bigger, this is a good way, I think, to do it, because you're getting back twice a week. So anyway, when I saw your split, I was like, okay, you change it up a little bit. But I mean, John's the fucking.
Well, you told me you said you were like the best person to call is Meadows. And so that's what I did. That's what you
said. I never argue with John. John's the fucking guru of gurus.
Nice as can be, too.
Yeah.
One of the nicest guys you'll meet.
All right. So everything's good? Your training's good? Everything's good?
So far, so good, bro. I got legs today.
All right. Well. I'm
filming that hack squat set. Fucking if I make it.
Film it. Are you going to film it?
Probably. If and I'll only post it if I get the 25.
Or I'm no, post it if you fail. I want to know. I want to see it.
You love seeing my fucking failures. I'm like, you like thrive off it.
Anyway. All right, guy. Listen, I just want to do a little wrap up. I appreciate you coming on.
Of course, bro. Always.
And we'll catch up again later.
Salam alaikum, buddy.
Alaikum salam.